My recommendation is that you forget all about it.
About the physical?
No. About everything you said.
Ah.
My recommendation is that you recognize more truly that any idea of equanimity or impression of equanimity you see in someone else is an assumption. And any equanimity you think you have when you're feeling fine and there are no issues of health or bodily state or anything else is also an assumption, is also a non-recognition of the grandness of everything going on inside you and outside you. The idea of equanimity is our hope superimposed on what's really happening. So equanimity simply means you think you're in balance. Non-equanimity means you think you're out of balance. The kind of folks you're referring to, if they're the real deal, have come to the point of understanding that it's not about how it looks or being in balance. And when that point of understanding is completely understood and achieved and becomes your true understanding, then there's no question of equanimity or non-equanimity. Because then the flow that you call you is not in any way trying to resist the flow that you call not you. Then sickness isn't a tremendously different condition than health. Then stumbling isn't a tremendously different experience than walking straight. Then what matters is not how do I feel, or how do I perceive myself, or what's going on with me. What matters is what is. And not taking a stance toward what is, or you can call it truth, or you can call it reality, or you can call it existence, or you can call it God. You can call it about 180 other things, so take your choice. But call it something. Call it something, because most of the world doesn't call it anything. Doesn't recognize it. So if you recognize it, then it's just a matter of what's your stance toward that, not what's your stance toward whatever conditions are going on around you or in you. So the concern for equanimity is the mimicry, the imitation of accepting life as it is. And I would rather see you living life as it is than your idea of life how it should be.
Me too.
And if those folks you admire have achieved that, then that's what they're doing. But it's not about how do I find equanimity. It's how do I find reality. And if reality includes equanimity, okay. But more importantly, if reality doesn't include equanimity, okay. Is that intelligible?
Yes. Are you saying then, you know, a radical okay, sort of, with what is, would be, you know, what would be if one gets to that point?
No. I'm saying lose all concern for the conditions that you're concerned with